Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, Larry Richard. Get ready for a big travel weekend. Tomorrow it starts. And I guess the peak day will be Wednesday before Thanksgiving next week. And we'll keep you posted. We'll give you some updates starting tomorrow on the show. And right now, I would like to welcome Dan Clare, who is a Marine Corps veteran of the Persian Gulf and an Air Force veteran of the war in Iraq, who is Chief Communications and Outreach Officer for a very important part of serving our military, the DAV. Dan, first and foremost, thank you for your service to our country.
Thank you so much, Larry. It's an honor to be here, and thank you for taking the time to honor veterans this morning.
Well, as you probably are aware, in this region, we have, I think, per capita, one of the highest veteran populations in the country. And so when it comes to helping disabled American veterans, we're all in. So I know the message today is about connecting veterans with jobs. So where do we start?
I mean, we believe in empowerment for veterans, and the best, you know, we say a veteran hasn't made the transition to civilian life until they've started their next mission, and that's with jobs. DAV has a career fair program that goes nationwide. We do host about 100 career fairs a year, and our next one's coming up November 25th. It's a virtual event, and it's a great way to impress some employers going into the holidays.
And it's easier than ever with the technology to make those connections. Here's what's interesting to me, Dan, is we hear so much about there's job availabilities. And in this region, they're really up. That said, then we hear people say, well, I can't find a job. So how do we make the connection between the two?
It's tough. And, you know, for us, we know that veterans are going to job fairs and looking for post-military careers. But with DAV job fairs, the great thing about them is that the employers are there because they want to hire veterans. And we have an all-star cast at this virtual event. We have AT&T, Department of Energy, a bunch of federal agencies. Of course, they always want to hire veterans. Wells Fargo is going to be there. Hearst Media, Border Patrol, Discount Tire. We're going to have about 50 employers, I think, total there participating. And this is a chance for veterans, spouses, and their kids to kind of get an edge, go into an experience where they can meet with people who want to hire them. And that's really important for those veterans, for their mental health, as well as their ability to take care of their families.
And so how do we get people connected to this great event?
Absolutely. Please visit jobs.dav.org. That's if you're a veteran, spouse, or child looking for a job, looking for some opportunities or even an upgrade in where you're at right now. And employers can visit that site too. We have some resources there. We want to encourage people to hire veterans. We think it's good for the company's bottom line, but it's also the right thing to do.
So the DAV Patriot Boot Camps, that's the next big event, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We talk about maximum professional potential, and what is better than veterans and spouses starting their own companies, starting their own ventures as entrepreneurs. This is a program DAV is super excited about. It's a very intensive 2.5-day cohort-based event. Our next one's coming up February 11th through 13th in Myrtle Beach. Not that Pittsburgh weather isn't great in February, but we hope some of your entrepreneurs in that community will get involved. We're looking for mentors for that event as well. That's a 3-day deal. You're going to learn, veterans going are going to learn about funding, capitalizing their business. They're going to get some legal advice. They're going to talk about marketing, sales, storytelling, pitching. And like I said, we need mentors for these events as well. They provide veterans with that one-on-one guidance that they need. And a lot of CEOs and people who get involved who have a business acumen who want to be volunteer as mentors, they kind of get a kick out of helping veterans avoid some of the first mistakes that they made early in their ventures.
What should a veteran figuratively arm themselves with in terms of a resume, or what will they need for this particular job fair next Tuesday?
Well, our advice is start with a basic resume that covers your skills. Try and translate what you did in the military as best you can towards what you're looking for in a post-military career. Beyond that, if you take the time to do your homework and you look at the companies that are there, look at the jobs that they're offering, if you can customize a couple resumes to different types of positions that you're interested in, that will make you stand out. I mean, just attending a career fair, you know, that close to the holidays tells people that you're someone who wants to go to work. And we hope more veterans take us up on that November 25th.
Jobs.dav.org. Want to thank you again, Dan Clarick, for your service and bringing this to light for us here in the Pittsburgh area.
Hey, thank you. And thank you to all the veterans who served our country and the family members and caregivers who support them.
Jobs.dav.org. And it's a good opportunity. So take advantage of that next Tuesday. Meanwhile, I want to mention another veteran-related group that's putting on it's a 2-day special event. Starts today, Military Appreciation Program. This is a flag raising at 4:00 today. Jeff Jimerson will be there, who does the Penguins National Anthem and, of course, is a very, very talented singer. And Rocky Blyer will participate, 4-time Super Bowl champ. He is also, as well documented, somebody who has earned a Bronze Star, Purple Heart, and is part of the Hall of Honor for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He'll be there, Vietnam vet. And that's at Live Casino, and that is right there on Route 30 in the Greensburg area. And it's flag raising today at 4, then a USO Care Pack event that starts at 5. You can get more information. Just go to livecasino.com. At 5, top stories driving the day's news, weekday afternoons with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh Demand, the Yellow Van. Every Thursday at this time, we check in with Pittsburgh Magazine's food editor, Christy Graver. And Christy, get ready for the Thanksgiving holiday, so we won't see you next Thursday.
I'll be thinking of you.
But we can see you now. You can go to our live stream, kdkradio.com, and our KDK Radio YouTube page, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I happen to be, and I'm in town a lot, but I was at a friend's place. They were showing us Art's Landing. And first of all, that's where, for people that don't know, faces the Allegheny River from downtown. It's where the old Goodyear store was, right along Fort Duquesne Boulevard, that block there. And this is supposed to be the newest big park in the city. And the idea was to get it ready for the NFL draft. How are we doing?
Well, that might happen since the airport terminal is open. So this is next on Pittsburgh's to-do list. It's a 4-acre multi-purpose green space in the heart of the cultural district with a massive stage, winding pathways, local arts, a pickleball court, pop-up food and beverage vendors, and downtown's first playground. And it is ahead of schedule on construction, and it should be ready for the 2026 NFL draft in April. So we'll see.
Large or small, and this is a pretty big deal. Mm-hmm. How many times do we say something's ahead of schedule when it comes to construction?
Always.
Oh, yes.
Especially with the roads.
Almost never.
Yeah.
All right.
So, fingers crossed.
Even though it's cold out, you can get some ice cream in that is very special.
Yes. Leona's is a local brand known for their real dairy lactose-free ice cream and dessert sandwiches. And they just opened a brick and mortar at 511 Penn Avenue in Garfield. So last week on a really bone-chilling day, my daughter and I went to stock up on pints and ice cream sandwiches. So their sweet cream and pumpkin cookie sandwich would make a really cool alternative to the traditional pumpkin pie for Thanksgiving this year. So
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Support local and bundle up first.
Hey, off the grid, I'm curious if you are aware of Clavon's ice cream.
Yes.
It used to be, what, the turn of the last century, like a pharmacy, and it's been there forever.
Yeah.
I hear that might be on the bubble. What do you know?
It's not in front of me, so I don't know all the details, but we do have a story on our website, which I did not write. It's very legalese, so it is up for sheriff sale. So I'll keep tuned to that. But it's a beautiful place. I hope they keep it the way it is and someone kind of
takes over.
Takes up that mantle of ice cream and just, it was like an old school soda fountain. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like you would see in the movies.
Yeah, it's just beautiful. Lots of marble and just, it would be a shame if it went away.
Yeah, I was there with, and it's been a while, just a couple of years ago with Jimmy Crenn and Rick Seebeck, the great documentary.
Wow, that's a Pittsburgh moment.
Three Yinzers down Clavon's.
Down a strip, yeah.
All right, it is time to submit your holiday decorations to Pittsburgh Magazine. And people try to outdo each other. This is a lot of fun, and it's very visual.
Yeah, I mean, if you go all out with decorations, I plan to decorate this week. I just throw some tinsel on my zombies and stuff. But some people just really go over the top, and like Clark Griswold. But you could submit your pictures by December 20th, and you could be featured in our holiday roundup. The story will be shared in our daily 412 newsletter and on our social media channels. So, you know, try it out. Let people see what you're doing.
And before you go, I was curious how many people showed up at the wine festival you guys had. That was
a
big deal.
Yeah, it was great. It was really fun. So I always like to stop and talk to the guy from Dad's Hat. Dad's Hat's really fun. So and he has a cool hat.
I'm sure it was a big success. All right. That said, Christy, you have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Yes. Take care, Larry.
All right. You can go to PittsburghMagazine.com, and there you will find food editor Christy Graver. Just a reminder, Aaron, that the traditional holiday market downtown, because of the construction they're doing in Market Square, has been moved. And so, but it's right across from where the ice rink is on the other side of the road from Market Square at PPG Paints Arena. Do you skate?
I do skate. Not, you know, our bestie Ellen said she's never fallen. I can't say that, but I love ice skating at PPG, and I love visiting the towns.
Yeah, by the way, they had postponed the opening of the skating rinks at North and South Park. Normally, they would be open by now, mid-November.
Right.
But they bumped it back a little as they're catching up.
Hey, the city's doing a great job, though, with all the construction going on, keeping business as usual in terms of the holidays, which is great to see.
There's the effect of this NFL draft has done this. So if people, whether you like football or whether you're going to participate in any way, almost everybody who is a stakeholder in this town is trying to find a way to be a part of it if they're not already. The obvious is the Steelers, the city, the county, the state. But then there are a whole bunch of other organizations like Visit Pittsburgh and everybody else that wants to be involved. But the end result is there's this collective effort to try to expand, you know, all the resources of the region, like them building this new park, like
exactly.
Fixing up Market Square. So when the draft's over and the largest spectator event in the history of the region is done, we should be left with a better region just because everybody's worked so hard for the buildup, including
together,
Point State
right.
Park, right?
Yeah, it honestly makes me so excited for our city. I'm really excited about it.
And the fact that we have a new airport. So all these people that are going to be flying into Pittsburgh are going to get a whole different impression. Of course, it'll be even more jazzed up to welcome people who will be coming from out of town. So
right.
We kind of got it going on here.
We're kind of doing the thing.
It's kind of happening. 925 KDK, I think it's a great time to be part of this region for growth and attracting people, young people, and keeping young talent here, too. Brady Griffin, who takes the air, 10 until 2. Meanwhile, very early this morning, before he went to school, we talked to a young man named Cole and his mom, Morgan. He's the 11-year-old sixth grader that was attacked by a bear at a Family Dollar, Markleysburg, down in Fayette County. And we thought you'd appreciate sharing this story that's gone viral around the world.
Good morning.
I'll tell you what, I can't imagine being in your shoes at age 11. So you were outside the Family Dollar, wait for your dad, right? And then that's when you turned and saw this bear coming at you. Tell us what happened.
So I walked outside because in there, my dad doesn't have good service on his phone from the metal roof. So when I walked outside to go and see him, he didn't see the bear or hear it. And the bear didn't see or hear him. But whenever I walked outside, the bear seen me and heard me. Then it started chasing me in the store. And when it chased me in the store, I went left and the bear went straight. And my dad was like starting to like run in there to like try and get us out. But then he realized the bear went to the back. So he was trying to get us out of there, but we couldn't hear him or anything. And then the bear went over by the dog food, done like 2 or 3 laps while me and the cashier were standing up on the counter. And then the bear went back to the back.
He was distracted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When he went to the back, we went outside. I got in my dad's truck. Then the lady got in her car. And then she was on the phone with 911 at the time. And then after that, like, the bear ran out of the store while we were in our cars.
So the bear left the store on its own. Nobody had to go try to get the bear out of the Family Dollar, right?
No.
And you said, as I understand, that that bear was so close to you. It was like a foot behind you at one point. I can't imagine what you were thinking at that time.
I was kind of scared. I was just like, I got to get away from the bear.
Kind of scared. That bear's 300 pounds. And mom, when you heard this story, you're probably thinking, what in the world? A little trip to Family Dollar turns into some kind of wildlife adventure.
Yeah, I didn't stop shaking for like a day and a half. And honestly, thank God he was with his dad and not me, because his dad's been raked over the coals online for, you know, I know that the news can't air everything, every part of an interview or whatever. And, but his dad did the right thing. And, you know, he stayed calm. You never know what you're going to do. I mean, that was a matter of a couple of seconds that that happened. The entrance to the Family Dollar, it's a name. I mean, there bears can walk in. So it's a neighborhood kind of store. It's not like a shopping plaza. So he parked right in front of the door, and Cole was maybe 15, 20 feet away at the entrance waiting for him to come in. And he was on his phone, and he said he put his head down and he just saw Cole running, and he picked his head up, and that's when he saw that the bear had gone straight and Cole had like juked left to the counter. And, you know, he stayed calm and he stayed where the, like, there's big glass windows in front of the store and everything. So he had a better view outside of where the bear was than Cole and the cashier. You know, the aisles and the shelves were blocking their view. So they didn't know. I mean, the bear could have been right around the corner when they tried to hop down, and you don't know what's going to happen. So he did. He stayed calm and he guided them out. He told them when the bear was distracted, come on. He got him outside. And, tell them how the bear got out of the store.
Like, it went past the, when it went past the doors the first two times, it, like, jumped past, and, like, it ran. But then the third time, like, they opened, and he stopped, and he stepped back. But then he realized that they were staying open, so then he ran out the first one, then the second one, then he just...
He figured out the auto doors. On his own.
Wow, what an incredible story. But millions of people have seen this, as you know, Morgan and Cole. And as you know, in social media, there's always people that are weighing in. When you're saying raked over the coals, your husband's taking heat. But why?
I think that it just wasn't explained. They just said on the news, you know, he was waiting, asked his dad what was taking so long, and then that was the only mention of him. But yeah, it's okay. I mean, it's nobody's fault. It just wasn't mentioned. So I think that when Cole was doing his interview the first time, he was, you know, I mean, he's a kid and that happened to him. So I can't imagine like trying to retell that story for everybody if it was me. But yeah, I think personally, I would have made the situation so much worse, if not deadly, because I know that if I would have seen that, I would have went like yelling, screaming, running, agitating the bear more, and I would have been no help anyway. So, you know, his dad really did do the right thing. Thank God that he was with him. So,
well, Cole, there's
know, yeah, the internet's going
to be dead. Yeah, don't listen to everything that people say on the internet. This good and bad, but it's an incredible story. And there's an old saying, Cole, some days the bear gets you and some days you get the bear. In this case, I'm glad the bear didn't get you. Right, Mom?
I think that thing was kind of neutral because he got neither of them because he didn't get me and I didn't get him.
Yeah. I think he was just as confused as you were. Like, I that's what I think. I don't know, but that was my opinion.
That's a great way to look at it, Cole. So I'm sure you're kind of a celebrity now in school and in town for a while, so we're glad you're safe first and foremost, and appreciate you taking time for us. Morgan, thank you. And Cole, way to go, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, have a great day. What grade are you in, by the way?
6.
Okay, with stories to tell. Thank you both. Appreciate it.
And he plays football, and he got a touchdown last week, and he outran a bear this weekend, so, like, thank God he's fast, you know?
You're on a roll. All right, Cole. Thank you both. Thanks, Mom.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see Rates and Fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.